What's going on, everybody? You are now tuned in to Trillionaire Trucking Podcast with me, your host, Mr. Trillionaire Trucking. Hello, everybody. What's going on? How you guys doing out there? So I'm going to start this episode off just a little differently than I did last week's episode. And it's mainly because I just want to give out a PSA announcement to all my listeners, my audience, that I've been reading a lot of articles that's been being published this past week. You know, one article being about trucks being blown off the highway, blown on the side in Utah because the wind is so strong. Another article is Wyoming's interstates being shut down because the snow is too deep, snow is too strong. Article is about the California wildfires, more wildfires in Portland and Washington State. September 8th, there was a multi-car crash, started with a semi-truck. You know, it looks like he just plowed into a bunch of cars pretty much, and said it's a fatality, couple injuries. So I just want to speak on those things because, man, I've been through all those places. I've witnessed every single last one of those things. In Wyoming, when they shut down interstates, man, you got to park your truck at a truck stop. You know, you don't really have phone service in the state of Wyoming as it is. So you got to bum off Wi-Fi from the truck stop for 2 days or however long it takes for them to open up the interstate. In Utah, pretty much can happen anywhere. You know, if that wind gust is too strong, man, you know, that's gonna turn your trailer right over, man. Wildfires I've seen in California, I've seen the smoke from miles away before. I never gotten to the point where I had to get out of my truck and flee my truck on the interstate, because I seen that article that just came out and that happened for a few truck drivers. I've been in all those places, man, and Portland and Tacoma, Washington State, man, like, those places are beautiful places. I love Portland. I love the city of Portland. And I just want to remind everybody just to be grateful for what you have and not to take the things that you have for granted. I think that just the whole aspect of driving, I think we all take for granted. You know, driving is a very serious and dangerous thing, but it's a part of our everyday life, and it's been a part of our lives for a number of years. So it's almost like it's second nature, but it's still a very serious thing nonetheless. So if you listen to this broadcast, just keep that in mind, everybody. Please be mindful of your fellow drivers when you're driving on the road, and just try and be safe as possible. So if you caught last week's episode, I left off at the part where I just got my CDL license. I'm expecting, you know, to be jumping right into a job. But I was explaining how my background and, you know, your driving history can slow that process down pretty much. And that's what it did for me. If you want to know how long it took for me to actually find an employer after I got my license, check out to last week's episode, giving all that details on last week's episode. So, just jump right back into it, because I'm still explaining my process, how I became a CDL driver. And now I'm just going to be talking to you guys about my journey across the country. Because that what was my first employer, and those were my job duties. Drive a truck safely across the country. So, found this job, and they're considered a second chance company over the road, OTR, all that good stuff. So I do the week of training, week of orientation at their terminal up in, I think Somerset, New Jersey, or Somerdale. I think it was Somerset. Somerset, New Jersey. Did like a week up there. Might have been 2 weeks. I'm not even sure. It's been so long. But I will say, though, that some of the stuff that I learned in orientation, I still use with me today. Still vital information that goes a long way. And I'm very grateful for that I got that information. So after orientation, they assigned me to a trainer, and I'm off to the races. I pack my bags, my linen, pillow, make sure I got some extra chargers for my phone. Yeah, man. So I'm off to the races. I had no idea what to expect, man. No idea. So my trainer, he was an older guy. It was pretty cool. We kind of found middle ground because he was an Eagles fan and I'm an Eagles fan. So we talked about that a lot, sports a lot, stuff like that. And my first trip was to Portland, Oregon. And that first trip had to be the most, like, just eye-opener experience that I've witnessed. I don't even know how to explain it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even explain how I felt that first time. On my way there, on my way back, when it was completed, you know, it was a sign of relief, in a way. A sign of relief because I felt like I just experienced the world. You know what I mean? Even though it's only cross country, but there's so many beautiful parts in this country, like sceneries, that you won't really even know. You can't even Google them all. And that's where I found my safe place, just staring out the window. You know what I mean? Got the open road in front of me. Got some mountains, or I got some farmland, stuff like that. And I'm just cruising across the country, man. I feel like I'm in a movie or something. So my first trip was to Portland, Oregon. And I love Portland. I love the city of Portland, man. If anybody has the opportunity to go, I'll definitely say go. It's not one of those places where, you know, you kind of say, yo, let's go to a vacation to Portland. But if you're out there, man, you could definitely have some fun. I've been out there while I was driving with that employer about 3-4 times. And each time was just a whole different experience. You know what I mean? Like, one time I even had to stay out there for a whole entire week later on down the line. And I just love the city of Portland. You know, Portland. And I think Washington State, I seen my first volcanoes. Yes, volcanoes. I didn't even know they existed in the United States. I'm not even gonna lie. So that was just kind of like an eye opener for me. I think it was Tacoma, Washington, and I think Portland has one. If not Portland, then few towns next to Portland called like Mount Hood or something. So take it from me, if you ever have the chance to go out there to Portland, Oregon, definitely make that trip. But there's a lot of other cool stuff that happened to me my first time driving across the country. A lot of scary stuff too. And when I tell you that the state of Wyoming, and I'm talking about the entire state, not just like a portion, a chunk, the entire state of Wyoming. Cause I've been on different parts of the state, man. That shit ain't, it ain't for me. shouldn't be for nobody at this point. You know, I think article just came out, and right now they just had a snowstorm. Yesterday they just, the temperature was 85 degrees and sunny. So by the time this podcast out, it'll be a few days, but you know, that's how Wyoming is. There's no trees. It's all open road. And the wind gust is like, no lie, man, it can reach up to like 75, 80 miles an hour. You know what I mean? So my first time driving through that wind, I had to pull over, man. I had to pull over. Yo, tell my trainer, holler at him, wake him up in the back. Like, yo, you gotta take over, bro. You gotta handle this. I ain't with this. I don't feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was not for me. But after a while, I got used to it. But it's still one of those like feelings that still give you anxiety, no matter what. No matter what. You never have no phone service out there. You know, and as a truck driver, you gotta know that there's not really any service stations. Like as far as a Ryder or a Penske, there's none in the entire state. So you gotta know where your truck stops are, how far they are, you know, stuff like that. Because if your next truck stop is an hour away and you may not have time to get there because of your time clock, you're gonna have to stop early. Or if you don't have enough gas to get there, you know what I mean? So all that stuff comes into play, and it took me a while to even learn it. It's a lot of stuff to learn, but you know, I liked it though. I'm not even gonna, you know, talk bad about it. Just the process is what I'm talking about. I don't like Wyoming at all. I got stuck in a bunch of snowstorms in Wyoming. I just hate that shit, period. I don't even know why Kanye West lives out there. Like, that blows my mind. So, first trip was just so many different emotions, so many different feelings. And my second trip, I go out with the same trainer. And now we go to Sacramento, and we're pretty much taking the same exact route. The same exact route we just took, except towards the end we veer off a little bit, but it's pretty much the same route. Sacramento's pretty cool, man. Sacramento's all right. So now at this point, I'm a few trips in. I'm a couple trips in. I've been Sacramento a few times, Portland, Washington State, you know, down through Wyoming, Nebraska, Idaho, stuff like that. So we were going to California, actually, two different routes. If we were going to Sacramento, we would take the northern route to 80, and if we were going the southern route, we would take it in by 40 and 44 when we go to Chino. Chino is a city not far from LA. So those are the two routes we would take. So this one particular time, we had a stop in Sacramento. That was our last stop. We had to take it through the northern way. Now, I've been through Donner's Pass, you know, a few times already. But every time it just looked different, because depending on what the weather was, you know, it was just a whole different type of scenery. So right now at this point, I think it's like January, mid-January or something, and the roads have just shut down because the snow is too bad. It's a big snowstorm. So now we gotta chill in Reno, Sparks, something like that, Nevada. The borderline of Nevada and California. And it's a casino right there, so imagine, and everybody knows how big casino parking lots are. So imagine a casino parking lot just filled up with a bunch of semi-trucks. They're all idling, so it's loud as shit. And everybody's like next to each other. So if one person has to get out, everybody's got to move. Everybody's got to back out, man. Just try to imagine that as best that you can. Exactly how it was. So we stayed there for about a day and a half, almost 2 days. So now the roads open up and we gotta go down a mountain now. You know, the snow's clear enough for truck drivers to go. You know, everybody's getting alerts, everybody's getting the news. Everybody wants to head out because everybody's been sitting for 2 days. So what is Donner's Pass? Donner's Pass is a mountain pass. It's located in Nevada City, California. So it's right on the border is where it starts at. In Nevada, in California. But it's in California. And elevation is about 7,000 feet high. So just how your ears are going to pop on an airplane going through that mountain, it's going to be the same effect. And the grade is about a 3% grade. So that's how steep the mountain is going up or going down. You know what I mean? That's pretty steep for a car. It's pretty steep for a truck, definitely. Especially a truck hauling up to like 80,000 pounds, man. Just try to imagine that. So it takes about like an hour and a half to get through the mountain. You gotta go up, you gotta go down, you gotta go back up, around. You gotta take these tight curves. It's really beautiful, it's really remarkable though. You know, they got a bunch of rivers in the mountain, a nice lake. There's some communities up there, like a bunch of different towns. So it's a very gorgeous just scenery. I try to take pictures as much as I can, and they just don't do justice. But I hate it. It was so dreadful to drive through that mountain though. But if anybody ever has the opportunity to actually, you know, take a road trip, have to go through Sacramento or something like that, I if the weather's right, man, go through Donner Pass. You'll love it. You know, I would love it if I wasn't in a truck. But that's just another example of, you know, different places in this country that I never knew existed, and it was just so peaceful just to have that outlook, have that view. But I'm still gonna talk my shit a little bit, man. I hated driving down that thing. And if I'm being very transparent, I hated driving through California. California, to me, is by far the worst state to drive through. And I'm not talking because of the weather. I'm not even talking because of traffic. Everybody knows how Los Angeles traffic is, but, you know, that's pretty much kind of like the traffic, depending on if you're in the city area, like the traffic's going to be the same. But I'm not even, like, that's not even the reason, you know what I mean? For truck drivers, it's just real shitty. So just try to imagine going 55 miles an hour for up to like 6-7 hours. That's the posted speed limit through the entire state of California. So just how they would have a speed limit posted for cars, 65 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour. Yeah, they got a speed limit posted throughout the state just like that. That says trucks 55 miles an hour. Trucks sit 55 miles an hour. So imagine going from the top of California. You got to make it down to the bottom of California, man. Yo, that's like a 7-hour drive. Like, no bullshit. That's a 7-hour drive, man. So I would hate it because it would almost take us like a day and a half just to get out of California sometimes, man. Like, if they give us a load to Sacramento, that's our last load. Now our pickup is in Chino. That's usually what it was. Chino, sometimes Bakersfield, Ontario. Yo, that's like a 6-7 hour drive, yo. And now we got to pick up our load and then we got to drive out. So that's another about 4, almost 5 hours, man. And it all has to play in with the clock too. So it's like, it's an all day thing sometimes, man. I would hate going out there. Whenever they would give us the sheet, our trip report, we looking like, yo, where we gotta go? We going to Cali this time? Oh, all right, we only going to Arizona? All right, cool. Like, yo, I'd be happy sometimes, man. Like, I don't know if I ever even told nobody this, man. I hated going to California after a while. It just wasn't like what it was cracked up to be for a truck driver though, you know? So yeah, some things I just feel like people just don't know about a truck driver is you just really gotta be prepared. You gotta be prepared to the 10th power, because if you're driving over the road, It can be in the middle of May, June, and now a snowstorm just popped off, man. You gotta be prepared. You don't wanna keep spending money on food. So you gotta pack food with you, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I have a whole refrigerator cooler put right in the truck with me. Sometimes the trucks don't have refrigerators in it, so I would have to bring my cooler. But just even like, you know, local drivers, anything can happen. You know, you stuck at a stop for too long, man. Longer than you expected. You wasting too much time there. Like, it's always one of those prepare for the worst type of things, because they rush you to these appointment times sometimes and you're stuck there waiting for hours. It's one of those things I feel like just a lot of people just might not know. Another thing would be like, okay, so earlier I was talking about the snow in Wyoming, the snow in Downers Pass, California. A lot of places in other parts of the country, like Denver, Colorado, like Utah, like parts of Arizona, you gotta keep snow change with you in your truck at all times. Snow change you gotta put in your tires, and that's how you can pretty much drive in deep snow. If they may shut the interstate down, you know, some trucks may be able to drive if they have chains on the tires. Now, me personally, I'm not driving with chains on my tires, man. I put them on tires one time in orientation. You know, that's just a whole different, like, ball game, man. You gotta know how to put them on right. I did it on dry land, on cement. You know, you gotta do it in the snow, though. So it's a whole different ball game. You know, you gotta put them on right. You gotta fasten them. You gotta tighten them the right way. Every about 60 miles, you gotta get out to make sure they're still tightened. How I feel is, if I gotta be the one to get out and put snow chains on my tires, man, I'm just gonna park my truck and I'm gonna wait it out. I'm not even gonna go through all that hassle. And that's pretty much how that went, you know. There was a couple times where they have chain-up areas for truckers, you know. You come in this chain-up area, it's pretty much just a parking space on the interstate. And you see truckers over there putting on their tires. Man, me, I'm looking for the next truck stop so I can park my shit. I can just chill. Because I ain't about to drive like that. But you know one thing that I realize? When the weather is bad, people drive a lot more crazier, a lot more just reckless. Yo, I've seen it everywhere. You know, it don't even matter where it's at, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen it everywhere, man. The weather's bad, it's raining, it's snowing. Yo, people are driving more reckless. So me, I'm the type of driver now at this point, man. When it starts to rain, like really bad, I don't like to drive. I'm ready to park my truck. I'm ready to chill. You know, I'm ready to tell my manager, don't even send me back out. Like, you know, sorry for this rain to stop, because these people out here is driving crazy, driving like maniacs, man. I'm not down for it. Not even a little bit. So I hope you guys received something meaningful out of this episode. I always try to give something to you guys that, you know, you may not have known before, some type of knowledge about the industry and also about myself. You know, I thank you once again. Take your time out to listen, and see you next week. Peace.